Welcome to the Anabu AI blog. In audio, today we're covering an article called AI and Investor Relations, ESG Disclosure and Shareholder Trust for the Board by Brett Allegri Wood.
And this one is aimed squarely at board directors, not the tech team, which I think is the point, because most governance conversations about AI stop one layer below where they actually need to.
The argument Brett makes is that when you bring AI and automated analytics into ESG reporting and investor relations, you don't just get efficiency, you get new categories of risk, and the board is accountable for those risks, whether they understand the technology or not.
Let's make that concrete. What are the actual risks?
Three big ones. Data provenance gaps, you can't trace where a number came from. Opaque model decisions, you can't explain how a figure was produced. And inconsistent messaging, where different channels to the market say different things because the outputs aren't controlled.
And in investor relations, that last one is potentially a regulatory problem, not just a PR issue.
Right. If a material ESG metric goes out to investors and it can't be reconciled to a primary source, or the model hasn't been independently validated, that's a disclosure control failure. Boards are accountable for that.
So what does the article say boards should actually do about it?
It starts with ownership. Every material system or model touching investor communications needs a named executive owner. Brett lists the CDO, head of IR, chief risk officer, chief sustainability officer, and in some cases, a chief model officer. The audit committee owns assurance. The risk committee owns operational risk.
That's the kind of clarity that often gets skipped. Everybody assumes someone else is covering it.
Then there's data lineage. Every ESG data point used in investor communications must have a documented source, a transformation log, and an owner. That includes third-party feeds and vendor-supplied indices.
So even if your sustainability score comes from an external provider, you still need to be able to explain how it was built and who's accountable for it.
Correct. And models have to be versioned, so reported numbers can be reproduced. If an investor queries a figure 6 months later, or there's a restatement, you need to show you're working.
I can already hear a board member asking, isn't that just the finance team's job? But if AI is augmenting how those numbers are generated, the governance has to sit higher up.
That's the core shift the article argues for, from passive oversight to operational governance. Boards shouldn't just review outputs, they should be approving the policies and KPIs that govern the systems producing those outputs.
What KPIs does Brett suggest?
Six categories. Coverage and completeness, what percentage of ESG data points have full provenance documented, reconciliation rate, external reports reconcile to source systems within agreed timelines, model performance, drift rates and revalidation frequency.
Those three feel like the baseline. What are the others?
Incident metrics, how many disclosure incidents, detection time, remediation speed, assurance posture, what proportion of material metrics have third-party assurance, and investor feedback, the number and nature of methodology queries coming back from investors and how fast they're answered.
That last one is underused. Most IR teams track sentiment. Tracking methodology queries specifically tells you where investors think your disclosure is thin.
There's also a five-phase change program in the article. Assess and prioritize systems first, define documentation standards, run pilots on high-priority disclosures with independent validation, scale the controls, and then move to continuous monitoring with a board-level dashboard.
The pilot phase stands out. Test your messaging with targeted investor outreach before you roll it out. That's smart practice regardless of whether AI is involved.
And there's a seven-question checklist for board decision points. Is the metric material? Is provenance auditable back to primary sources? Has the model been independently validated? Are disclosure controls defined and tested? Is there an assurance plan? Are investor communications aligned with approved outputs? And do vendor contracts provide audit rights and exit rights?
That vendor question is one boards often miss. If a third party is contributing materially to your ESG figures, you need contractual rights to audit them, get model explanations, and exit the relationship if needed.
If you're on a board or in a business with investor reporting of any kind, the one thing to do this week is check whether your ESG data points have documented sources, not the numbers, the provenance. Where do they come from? Who transformed them? Who owns them? Most businesses haven't mapped that.
And I'd add, find out who is actually accountable, not a team, a named person. If any automated system is augmenting your ESG workflow, someone needs to own what it produces.
The full article is at anabu.ai. Brett goes deeper on governance structures, the regulatory environment, and the AIOS approach to making this operational rather than theoretical. You can also book a free AI audit there if you want this working in your own business.
Worth reading if you've got any kind of investor or stakeholder reporting in your world.
That's the Anabu AI blog. Thanks for listening.